A lot of fire about today, in particular in Victoria at the end of this week of high heat. Fresh fires burning since last night. The Country Fire Authority in Victoria urging people in the Northern Grampians region to leave their homes now. For the latest on that fire situation, joined by Lee Mizers from the CFA's State Control Centre. Lee, welcome.
Good morning.
How many fires currently burning across the state?
We've currently got about 43 fires going across the state, and that includes a number of new starts overnight. And as dawn has broken and we've got people out and we're able to take a better look around, we do expect that that number may increase with the lightning activity overnight.
Well, yeah, a lot of lightning overnight, in particular in Melbourne, but across the state as well.
Yeah, our key concerns are probably around the Otway Ranges, so that southern coastal fringe in Victoria, where we did have quite significant lightning activity, and also further in the East Gippsland area. So we'll be having a good look out there this morning and getting as much information as we can.
Now, what's the status of your warning system in what particular areas this morning?
So our key focus is the large fire burning in the Grampians area. Now, there has also been lightning over that area during the night, and fire has actually grown quite considerably, and it's now about 11,500 hectares in size. So it is presenting an immediate threat to a number of communities, and there are three emergency warnings in place for those communities. Our advice to them is that it is now too late to leave and that their safest option is to shelter indoors.
Which communities are those?
They are Heathvale, Laharum, Brimpeen and Wartook.
So to stay indoors, don't attempt to leave at this point.
That's correct. Our advice is that it is now too late to leave.
Are there severe warnings around the state?
We have a number of watch and acts right across the state. We have with the 43 fires going, but our real main concern and our focus at this stage is on those Grampian fires.
Now, a lot of people are looking to tonight's cool change through southeastern Australia with great expectation and relief, but in terms of fire, that wind change is going to be a problem for you.
Yeah, that's right. So what we'll see ahead of that change is strengthening northwesterly winds, and that'll be from late morning through to till the change actually passes through. So those strong winds on the back of 4+40 degree days will create some really challenging conditions, and you add to that in the Grampians, just the terrain itself is quite difficult. That will present some challenges for firefighters and the communities in those areas.
And the next couple of days outlook?
Yeah, the temperatures will cool a little, but we're still going to have a lot of fire going across Victoria. So while we'll have some cooler conditions, we're certainly not out of the woods, and we'll be working very hard to bring these fires under control as quickly as we can.
And David, Lee, just to remind us again of those Grampian communities, that it's now too late to leave, to stay in your homes.
Yeah, so the communities that we have emergency warnings issued to are Heathvale, Laharum, Brimapine and Wartook.
Lee Mizers from the CFA, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, if you are in those fire-affected areas or anywhere else across Victoria and South Australia where fire is today an issue, southern New South Wales too, I imagine, ABC Local Radio, your best guide to current situation. In Victoria, you might want to check the CFA website too for the latest details, cfa.vic.gov.au, cfa.vic.gov.au. Or ABC Local Radio, as I say, and those areas in the Grampians now in fairly immediate peril, too dangerous now to leave those homes 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock.